Brian, what about all this then, you know, and getting emails through from people? Fascinating, isn't it? You know, to hear where they are and where they are now.
It just goes back to what I said, Pete, doesn't it? That you'll never, ever lose interest in Fieldings, the ex-employees. You're only going to meet them today. These lads will tell you, you know, it's going to go on. I mean, yeah, I'm going to outlast some of these as well. But in my lifetime, I'm going to be forever in contact with them.
Of course you will. Love it. John Bancroft.
In addition, I just mentioned, in addition to the emails, there are a lot of comments that come in related to photographs where somebody will say, oh, I know this person, I remember this, and will then put a story up, and that will then promote. And there are quite a number of pages that come up with comments from people that go directly onto the website as opposed to through email.
And I know there was a point when we were talking before, I should have asked you, you want to appeal for photographs, don't you, from the yes. period of 75 to 99?
I think it's important, this, because in 1975, the photographic department of Fielding ceased totally. We used outside professional photographers on an ad hoc basis, when they were required. We've got a file of some very, very poor quality black and white Xerox, which are not of a quality that can be put up onto the web. But there obviously were a lot of photographs taken. Unfortunately, those companies are now defunct and all the records have been trashed. So there are no records other than hard copies that people may have, such as their own folders with photographs that they may have used, they may have retained for whatever reason. Those are the sort of things from 75 through to the 90s that we'd like to be able to have the opportunity to scan if they care to bring them into the archives and deposit them with Julie on a loan basis, whatever.
And, you know, they will be there. Those photographs exist. When we started asking choir members and past choir members for photographs, there was one tour that they went on. I forget exactly where it was now, but there was this terrible storm and all the pebbles from the beach ended up across the road and into the front of the hotel. Now, everybody said, well, we'll never find that. We knew it happened. It turned up, you know, and I'm sure for Fielding and Platt it'll do the same.
Well, I think I would hope that people will be able to. I mean, it's an ongoing project, so it will happen over a period of time. I don't want them all tomorrow. I've still got a backlog of some 200 that need treating. But, you know, it's something for the future that we're getting to the stage now that we could really cope with another set of new photographs of the periods between 1975 and the end of the company in Gloucester.
Brian?
Yeah, Pete, if I can just butt in there. It's not only photographs of machines that we want. Fieldings had a fantastic social life out of work. We had sports days, we had parties. If anybody has got photographs of any involvement, please let us have them. We'd love to put them on the website.
Absolutely, and years ago, people took more pictures of people, I think. These days they take views and they take general things,
absolutely.
But they took pictures of people.
Yeah,
and, of course, those are great as well.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, we had lots of love life at Fieldings, believe it or not, and I used to, I take loads of wedding photographs of employees.
And Alistair, you said I could tell you about some of his photographs.
Yeah, I met my wife at Fieldings, Dulcie, and Brian came along with his wonderful camera and took our wedding photos, which we still have at home, obviously. You have to keep these things. And there is actually, one of the photos is on the website.
Well, that's fun. There you are, Brian, you see? You are
well
a star.
Done. Well done, Alistair.
Now, let's just go through all of you, if I can, and find out exactly what this project has meant to you, what you gained from it. Let's start with you, Alistair. What have you gained from this project?
Quite a bit of work. But, yeah, I've just learnt so much about the company, which, as I say, I was only there 7 years. But I now know what went on before I joined and what went on afterwards through the interviews and the various stories that have come out. And I just found it fascinating. It's very interesting.
It is unusual, though, isn't it? You know, that I've got where I worked at British Nylon Spinners, ICI, DuPont, Invista, whatever it was called that week. We're having a reunion very shortly, meeting up with the old guys, which get less and less and less every time you have it, every couple of years. But to go back to where you worked, you were there all that time, you know, not a major part of your working life, but to remember it and meet the guys and remember things together, it is just fantastic.
Yeah, as I say, it was a very good basis for the rest of my career. I stayed in engineering, and what I learned at Fieldings set me up in good stead for the next 40 years of my career. It was good, and it was good fun.
Can't be bad. Brian Mintz, photographer at the plant, what does this project mean? You've told me nearly all the rest of the time. What does it mean to you? What have you got out of it?
Satisfaction, interest, And just the sheer joy of keeping in contact with ex-employees, and as I told you, my job at the hospital, meeting a lot of those, believe you me, and reminiscing, I love it.
But I mean, you know, being the photographer, I mean, I know our photographer that we had at the works where I was, you know, everybody knows him. He did things like he made the leaving cards and things like that. Now, I'm not suggesting you did all of that, but yeah, he did that. But because you put the camera in front of people's noses so many times, they do actually remember.
Oh, indeed they do. In fact, I'm absolutely, totally amazed the number of people, truthfully, that still remember my involvement with Fearing. You know, it's lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Let's go around and talk to John Bancroft then about this legacy that it's got. I mean, you're providing a legacy. This is going to go on and on.
It is certainly going to go on and on. I think that from a period of only a few years ago, when the whole thing could have sunk without trace and there would have been nothing to show, to a position where we are now, where anybody around the world can, once they know the site, can interrogate the site, find out information and more, and it's been expanded as it goes on. I think it's absolutely wonderful. It's given me a tremendous amount of personal satisfaction in doing what I've been able to do to contribute, to pull a lot of bits together and identify things that others may not have been able to do. I think it's absolutely marvellous, and of course, working with these guys as well, it's a spicing.
And of course, the archives, it just goes to prove how invaluable this place is, because the detail is here. And I mean, there must be other companies, there must be other sorts of things like this. If somebody declares they want to pick it up and run with it, the information's around if you want to find it.
It certainly is there, but it's a lot easier to be able to look on a computer screen and pick out what you want, as opposed to coming through the door and then having to work your way through methodically and very time consuming. Oh, it's been brilliant, and say it's by no means ended.
John Davis, what about you then? Because you've been in this from the start, haven't you?
Well, right. What the project has meant to me, you asked. Well, it's helping to extend knowledge of Fearing and Platt, a world-renowned engineering company that traded in the city for over 130 years, and I had the pleasure of working with that company for 50 of them. What have I got out of it? Well, learning new skills, editing, publishing, interviewing. I don't think I'll ever be good enough to get a job for the BBC, Pete, so your job's
listen,
not
going to... I got one, so you've got every chance.
In addition, I've made lots of friends. I got to know Julie and Jeff and the others I knew, of course, before. And I think it was a very, very wise decision that I decided to volunteer. I'll never regret it.
The thing about it is it keeps you busy, keeps you active, and it keeps you in something that you really have a personal interest in. That's why you work so hard.
Oh, absolutely. And may it go on and on. You know, I can't get enough of it. I think my wife thinks I should have enough of it, but that's another question.
Well, she's known you've been mad for a long, long time, so she knows all that. Jeff Hogg, by the way, is a gentleman who I've been on pilgrimages with to Oberammergau, and we went to Rome and Assisi together, and when he walked through the door, I recognised that face. You told me when we were sitting chatting beforehand, you'd worked out how much it would cost somebody at a reasonable sort of rate of pay for the amount of work that you volunteers have done. Remind me of what you said.
Yes, every quarter, one of the chaps here asks us how many hours each we've put in as a volunteer. And he worked out that from April 13 to April 14... all the volunteers at the archives had a monetary value of around £374,000, which you can imagine if the county were to pay that out would make a considerable hole in their finances.
So what have you got out of this? And as I say, not a Fearing and Platt man. What's it meant for you?
Well, obviously I've made new friends from the former employees and with Julie, but the main thing that fascinates me is the amount of archive from a company that is no longer in Gloucester. I've known of other companies and other places where once a company's been taken over or moves out from their premises, all records, archives end up in a skip. And it's just fascinating that there is so much left and goes back. The order book I'm working on now was started 152 years ago. And this book is still here, still in the archives, still readable, and it gives an interesting insight into how Great Britain was a forerunner in the Industrial Revolution with a company in the mid-1880s supplying large engineering equipment all around the world.
Julie, just to finish with you, you did something with us in the previous programme. You've sat and listened to these guys. Has it been as fascinating for you as it has for them?
Well, it has. I mean, I only really sort of get to enjoy little bits as the chap's talking about it. But it's just wonderful that they've brought so much energy and commitment to doing this. And the really nice thing, I think, is that the website that they've created themselves, I would say, certainly they're now responsible for the content that's going in it, that's actually been preserved by the British Library. Fantastic. As part of its website preservation programme, because that's something that we wouldn't be able to do here at Gloucestershire Archives. We can preserve quite a lot of digital material, but not whole websites. So I was really pleased that the British Library agreed to preserve this one, because it means all the work that these guys do, all the contributions that people have made from around the world, is going to be preserved and accessible for the future.
Fantastic. Thank you for letting us come and meet you here at the archives. Gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. Keep up the good work, and the website you need to go to, Fielding and Platt, that's two T's, fieldingandplatthistory.org.uk.